Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've been sharing, What Shall I Render Unto the Lord? Psalm 116. And I don't know if you've ever thought about that, His goodness, His faithfulness, His mercy to you. Well, that's the subject of this psalm. The psalmist asks a question, which is really the heart of the psalm, verse 12, What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits to me? Well, yesterday I shared a few of them. Number one, we will love Him. That's verse 1 in the psalm. I'll call upon Him. Verse 2, as long as I live, I'll call upon the Lord. We will rest in Him. This is an expression of faith, beloved. Verse 7, return unto thy rest, O my soul. We can express our confidence and trust in God by resting completely in Him. And today, we'll look at the fourth thing that we can do. We will walk with Him. Verse 9 says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. We can submit our affairs of the day. We can order all the details of our daily life before His all-seeing and all-knowing and all-wise eyes and be led by Him. 2 Corinthians 5 and 6 says, we walk by faith and not by sight, having chosen Jesus as our constant companion upon life's journey. All right, and now there's a fifth thing we can do. What shall I render unto the Lord? What can I possibly do for Him? Is there anything I could do besides, in obedience, sharing the gospel? But this is our personal relationship with Lord. Well, we can speak for Him. Verse 10. What does that say? It says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. In other words, not only our initial salvation experience, but also the way God delivers us, the way God answers prayer, the way God meets our needs. We can testify to what He has done for our souls. Our lips will speak His praise and our tongues won't be silent. The Amplified translation of verse 10 says, I believed, trusted in, relied on, and clung to my God, and therefore have I spoken, even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. Verse 10 says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So we can share what God has done for us. And now this is something that may be hard for us to do. It may be hard for some of us in our personal relationships, but also sometimes it can be hard, as strange as that may sound, in receiving from the Lord. We will take from Him. You know, He's blessed when we take from Him, when we believe that He has the provision for all of our needs. That cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He will meet all of your need according to His riches and glory. He is honored. He is blessed when we actually say, yes, Lord, I know You've provided for me. I have this need. And so I'm receiving from You by faith. I'm expecting You to answer my prayer. So we simply receive. What does it say? I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. That's verse 13. Beloved, what does that cup of salvation imply? It means all the benefits of the new covenant, spiritually, physically, emotionally, circumstantially, provisionally, everything that we have need of. God knows we're complex creatures, and there's much that we need that will enable us to walk with strength and grace and mercy, because, beloved, we are living in the end of times. Let's not go there, but I trust if you have awareness of what's going on in the world, obviously we're hastening toward the end of all things. The world is getting increasingly evil. So God wants us to take more from Him. We give Him honor. We show Him how much we appreciate His grace by drinking deeply of the cup of salvation. If we take the cup of salvation, what are we going to just hold it in our hand and look at it? Well, no, it implies we're going to drink from it, right? I will take the cup of salvation. We're just not going to look at it. We're going to drink it. We're going to get it into us. Hallelujah. This verse speaks of us receiving Christ. What are the contents of this cup? Well, there's pardon. There's peace. Salvation. I will take depicts acceptance. It depicts receiving from God, who is the giver of every good and perfect gift. There's no shadow of turning with Him. First of all, the free gift of our salvation, and that infers understanding and appreciation, not only of our salvation, but of everything else that He gives. So when you look at it this way, before the Lord, taking is really an expression of gratitude and appreciation. Come on, look at it this way. How can you give out unless you receive first? That's an important principle, because we're empty. We have nothing in ourselves to give. Before our work for Him, we must know in whom we trust. So, what shall I render unto the Lord? What can we possibly do to show our gratitude? What would be an adequate response to God's great salvation and deliverance? Well, the psalmist tells us, I will take the cup of salvation. All that implies, all that He has provided. Beloved, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Those are pretty powerful words, pretty complete, are they not? Comprehensive. But He's given that to us. Remember at the Last Supper, He took the Passover cup, Matthew 26 and 27. What did He say? He took the cup. He gave thanks, He blessed it, He gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it. Did you notice that? Just, He didn't say take a sip, He said drink it all up. He wants us to drain it to the bottom, to drink it fully. This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And so in a figurative sense of a cup, it means a portion or lot, such as expressed in Psalm 16 and 5. There, the word says, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Okay, it's a figurative portion. It refers to, thou maintainest my lot, that which was allotted to me, that which was given to me. You maintain it. You are the portion of mine inheritance. The Amplified says, the Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You hold, hallelujah, and maintain my lot. The Living Bible says, the Lord Himself is my inheritance and my praise. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. Praise God. How beautiful is that? And I will offer Him. Let me read verse 17 through 19. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. These verses speak of thanksgiving. Verse 17, the performance of our vows, verse 18, and the attendance upon the sanctuary, verse 19. I will offer, we will offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. That might not seem very costly gift in our eyes, but it's very precious and pleasing to God. Hebrews 13 15 through 16 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not." That refers to speaking for him, to communicate, to speak. "For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Hosea 14 and 2 says, "Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips." You know, they had to offer a perfect sacrifice. Well, here the prophet is saying, this sacrifice, it's our lips. It's not a calf we're offering, but the calves of our lips. We will sacrifice the devotion of praise and worship. And so let our vows of thanksgiving and service be made to God duly in the presence of his people. Praise God. Let me share with you a few verses from Isaiah chapter 62. "For Zion's peace, or excuse me, sake, will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth to brightness, and the salvation as a lamp that burneth." Verse 3 says, "Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. I have set a watchman," verse 6, "upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he make Jerusalem and his people a praise in the earth." Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, beloved, whether you feel you are in the bottom of the pit, whether you feel that you, like you may emotionally, like you're forsaken of God, take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Because what can we render to him? Because we can take that cup of salvation and we can call upon his name. Beloved, this is a beautiful psalm, and I pray your faith in your heart and your joy has been stirred because of all that God has done for us. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.